So, all right, we're back. Here's my half-baked idea after this half-baked idea. I'm so glad.
It's a quarter-baked
idea. I'd always mentally filed away this half-baked idea and didn't even remember that I had this idea until just now. So when do you need coffee the most in life where it's like actually like it's panic time if you don't get it? In an airport. You have like that 8:30 or 9 o'clock flight and you're getting coffee at that airport and it's like the long Starbucks line. And like say you have a like it's dicey whether can I get through this line or... It's always like 20 people deep. Everybody's miserable. What if they had the express line for double the price?
Sold.
Sold again. Absolutely. I thought you were going with something.
The $5 like bypass, or you have the special card of I have that Starbucks card, and it's like, oh, I got this special. It's like when you go through the highway, when you go through the express line. Yeah, the easy pass. I have the easy pass. So I'm going to go over in this line. I have the easy pass.
I like
for
maybe,
the $5
I like
coffee.
That. I want to build off this. I like even maybe like hot dog stands at the front of the airport, right? When you pull up, you're dealing with your luggage and everything you get. Maybe especially if you're doing curbside check-in, I'm done with my luggage, bam, there's a Starbucks little hot dog style stand right there. Ooh. Got my coffee, now I can go on with the rest of the process.
Why do you like coffee on the plane?
I have that coffee in the airport.
Do you try it because you want to work?
Because if I'm flying to New York, I'm always on like the 8:30 or the 9 o'clock a.m. flight.
Okay.
So it's about like 7:45 and ain't that my coffee.
But don't you, because you're going to write and read?
It's just, it's time for me to have coffee.
Oh, okay.
If I don't have coffee within an hour and a half of waking up, I'm going to commit a murder. And I have.
If I don't have coffee first thing in the morning, it's
and
the
I have. Little known fact. I have killed people.
Multiple people.
I've killed people. You know how...
On leap year day.
I'm homicidal if I don't get... Homicidal. Homicidal?
Yeah, it's homicidal.
It's good. He's worried about enunciation.
Coitus.
Yeah, because he couldn't pronounce
Jacoby
the word
gets back
because
I say coitus. I say it as a joke, and she comes like, no, you're serious.
That's good. I'll buy that idea.
So you like the express line?
I like it too.
I buy it 100%.
Do you think they should just have it in general?
What, the express line?
Yeah.
In basically anything that I have to stand in line for, I would always pay double to not stand in line. I would always pay double for the express. I don't know what other examples there are, but every single thing in life.
The VIP, I don't even know what it's called, the VIP line. The VIP line to get through airport security.
Absolutely, I would pay.
They have one that's like, oh, Delta Sky Miles, come over here, and I'm stuck in the regular line.
Right.
And these people have the luxury of going through security faster than I do. But I think that will backfire. If I'm in line, right, I'm in line about to get my coffee and you come up with your double the price snagging my thing, we're going to have issues because you're going to run into another person who's homicidal who doesn't want to spend the $5 and now it's going to be on.
You know what the best part of being old is?
Go.
You can always try to get on an airplane when you're flying coach with the first class people and play dumb every time. And the person's always going to be like, oh, they're just old. They didn't know, and they let you through.
Are you old enough for this to happen?
No, I'm saying when you're in like your 70, you're 75, 76. There's not a lot left. You're retired. Your kids have grown up. You're playing out the string at that point.
I would sit in first class when I'm old.
No, like, you're gonna,
are these seats?
You would just sitting
down. So like, I'm an old man. Get off
do
my that.
We're now ready to board. First class customers or platinum, whatever.
And the old people always go in, and they're just like, I'm old. I'm going in.
That's kind
of they're just going to let us through.
They have the special assistants. There's a broad category for special assistants.
No, these aren't the special assistants. These are the
people
pretending that they don't know that the first class people
go first.
When
can I start doing that?
40 years from now.
No, 40 years from now, I'll be 70 plus.
That's when you do it.
No, I'm going to do it at 55.
No, you can't get away with it at 55 because you know at 55.
You're too able-bodied.
75, they do that. They're 75. They didn't know. That's when you do it.
Now I'm gonna start
dressing.
It's
same thing when you're going through security.
Just cut the line?
No, in security you could just basically walk through with a loaded gun, an axe. Like, doesn't matter. You'll set things up and I'm like,
he's old.
They're fine.
That's my rifle.
Yeah. Watch out for the old people. Anything else we gotta cover?
No, I've got an old
You sure?
There's about six half baked ideas in there.
I've got one more if you want.
Jacoby's
planning
on
edit somewhere, we might go long. I'm sorry, I don't mean
number.
To do your job. All right, I'll give you one more. So, no, that's not going to be a root beer. So I want to get rid of time zones. I think, and we all just use Greenwich Mean Time. So this is basically a problem where we have to write promos. It's like, hey, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central. That's actually not true. It's 8 o'clock. 7. But So it's just, we're all on one time zone. It's like, hey, how are you? I'll call you back at 5, like my time or your time. No, I'm going to call you back at 5. At my 5, it's slightly dark out. At your 5, it's sunny. Some people in the world would eat lunch at midnight. Some people would eat breakfast at midnight. Some people would eat dinner at midnight. Some people would be suntanning at midnight. Doesn't matter. We're all on the same time.
It would take a lot of consensus building.
What? Who wants noon to be... Who wants 7 a.m. Yeah. to be sunny?
Who gets noon? Who gets sunny noon?
It doesn't matter. It would last for one generation. And then we're all on the same time. I'll be at your house. As the world gets more connected, we're going to be able to have a common sense of time. I don't want to start figuring out time zones. Jacoby, you buy it or no? 100%. Thank you.
100% in by
cultural... I have to think about it.
What's negative about it?
I'm trying to come up with it. I'm trying to figure out. You know, it means that you'll have to do some things that are normally daytime things that will have to occur during the night.
No. All right. I'm not. No, you wouldn't.
Why?
I thought you were going another way.
It's just called 8 o'clock.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm not going to make you have breakfast at night.
Okay.
I'm going to have you have breakfast when you normally have breakfast.
Right.
But it's called.
It's a standard.
Yes.
It's a naming convention.
That's it.
I see. Okay.
And now everybody's the same. What time is Gossip Girl on? Gossip Girl's on at 9, world. Like, oh, good. I know how to set my TVR for that.
World.
I don't have a rebuttal.
Everybody wants to know, what time is breakfast? Breakfast now is all over the map.
I don't know if I support that idea, but at the very least, can we stop with the leap back, leap forward?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's where this
idea
came
from. Can we all agree that that's just the dumbest thing ever?
That's where this idea came from, because we're already manipulating time.
Right.
So let's just all get on the same. Let's just all get on the same. 12 o'clock is different for everybody, but we're all on 12 o'clock. I also think, honestly, I think it would help cure some international ills. once we can all agree on it, it would bring us all closer together. Like, hey, man, you know what? 5 o'clock my time, 5 o'clock your time. Shake on it. And that would solve things.
We have to end things because they're about to have a lot of fun here at the Bud Light Hotel.
Oh, hey.
The DJ's here. He's looking serious DJ-like.
Oh, nothing better than a serious DJ.
Thanks to the Bud Light Hotel for the last couple of days.
Great time, Bud Light.
A lot of podcasts, and we banked some stuff. What did we bank, like 4 hours?
At least.
And then we also taped a podcast this morning with one of the greatest basketball players of all time. I won't
preview.
Say who it is, but you could probably guess because of where we are. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you back next week with the Super Bowl review podcast on Monday morning, and then that podcast I mentioned on Tuesday. Go Patriots. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for downloading the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Too much fun.
Check out more podcasts at the iTunes Music Store or at PodCenter at ESPNRadio.com.
Peace out.